All right. So, thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioners. If you just bear with me for the next 11 agenda items, I'll be out of your hair for the day, and we can move on to waterfowl. Quick summary on all these elk finalizations. There's no recommended changes to any of them except for the prairie elk hunting season. That's 16J. It's just a very slight change to season dates on some of the prairie units. But otherwise, these are all the exact same proposals that the commission saw last month and had moved forward with beginning in January. So I'll go through each one of these seasons, for most of them at least. There'll be the proposal to essentially increase the cap, maybe with some minor rule cleanup changes. And then the second one will be the recommended license numbers. If you don't mind, I'll go through these pretty quickly. Won't get into specifics since they're all laid out in these action sheets. But in general, we know the elk population's expanding. We weren't able to fly this year, so we're being conservative in our increase of license numbers. We're going to hopefully fly next year and get a much better idea. This proposal would run 2 years with the potential to adjust license numbers if we find something notable during our flights next year. I will note, too, it seems like all signs point to up with this elk herd in the Black Hills, especially. We've had some good precipitation here late winter. Getting into early spring. Looks like there's calls for more snow this weekend, so that's good for calf recruitment. So, again, maybe very much so opposite of bighorn sheep. Looks like elk numbers are on the rise and might even be getting pretty close to that upper limit of 8,000 elk in the Black Hills. So, with that being said, I'll start with agenda item 16A. Custer State Park archery elk hunting season. No recommended changes here, and again, simply just increasing that cap, but that results in no functional change. It's just gives us the ability in the future to more easily change license numbers if that would occur down the road. But I would ask commission to take action. Also can take any questions on agenda item 16A to just simply increase the total number of licenses that could be issued for the archery season in Custer State Park for elk.
Any questions on 16A? Seeing none, we do need to move forward with finalization on 16A. Move to adopt by Commissioner Bartlett, seconded by Commissioner Beast. All those in favor of adoption say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, it is adopted.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair. And again, a reminder, please just tell me to elaborate more on these, but I'm going to try to fly through them pretty quickly, so I'm going to gloss over a lot of details. Agenda item 16B, this is the actual license allocation, would require commission administrative action, increase licenses for archery in Custer State Park for elk from 4 to 5, and that's a 25% increase for any elk archery licenses in Custer State Park. Can take any questions, but would ask the commission to move forward to take administrative action on this license allocation.
Any questions on item number 16B?
Move to adopt.
Move to adopt by Commissioner Cole.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Lofkin. All those in favor of adoption say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you. Agenda item 16C, no recommended change. This is basically the exact same, but the firearm version of Custer State Park. So this first is just a proposal to increase that cap, no functional change in Custer State Park, and no recommended change. So would again ask the committee to move forward to adopt this finalization for the change in rule to increase that cap in Custer State Park firearm elk hunting season.
Any questions on item 16C? Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast here. In our reports earlier, there was an individual questioning how many cow elk we could have in the, why we don't have more cow elk licenses in Custer State Park. And I think, you know, with his question on proposing that, you know, to me, my answer to him would be, well, we're trying to grow that herd. That's why we're not putting out more. You know, he had in his comments 10 to 20 more cow tags. But I think we owe him an explanation about why we don't do that. And it's because we're trying to grow that herd. And I just wanted to make that comment to that individual. I forget what his name was, but comment on it, but we're trying to grow the herd, that's why we're we're not increasing the Caltech yet.
Any additional comments, questions? Seeing none, we are on item 16C, and we do need a motion to move forward and adopt this. Moved by Commissioner Buttmeyer. I'm losing it today, folks. We need a second.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of adoption, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Agenda item 16D, Commissioner Beast was exactly right. The proposal here for license numbers is zero for antlerless in Custer State Park. The reason being, trying to grow that herd from the last three aerial elk surveys in 2013, 16, and 2020 indicated zero growth despite almost zero antlerless harvest. This was the impetus for the research project in which we've collared about 50 antlerless elk in Custer State Park and 100 antlerless elk throughout the rest of the Black Hills. So we're hoping to get some good information, similar to what Chad just presented on sheep, but for elk, to try to determine why that population is not growing in Custer State Park. But for now, just simply an increase in the bull hunting opportunity with those any elk licenses from 11 to 15. So this is quite a significant increase, 37%. Custer State Park firearm elk hunting season is probably one of the most sought after hunting licenses, especially among the elk seasons. It takes over 40 years to draw this license, so we've probably been leaving a lot of opportunity on the table. Nearly 100% success rate, very high bull age structure. We believe there's a good amount of opportunity to expand those licenses and not affect the age structure that much. So agenda item 16D, would ask the commission to move forward to approve this license allocation from 11 to 15 with the one raffle license.
Any questions? We're on item 16D. Any questions for Andrew or comments? Seeing none, we do need a motion to approve. Moved by Commissioner Bartley. Seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor of approving, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is approved. We can keep going, Andrew.
All right, thank you. Agenda item 16E. This is a season where there's currently zero licenses. We don't recommend having any licenses, but this was just to, again, increase that total in the event in the future there is some desire to provide antlerless licenses during this special Custer State Park antlerless elk hunting season. So agenda item 16E, no functional change. Don't intend on increasing these license numbers, but would require commission action to finalize this just to increase that cap to no more than 20 antlerless elk licenses in the event in the future we'd want to change that down the road.
Any questions on item 16E? Seeing none, we need a motion and a second.
Move to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Locken. Seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor to adopt, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted. We can continue on.
All right, agenda item 16F. This is the archery elk hunting season. Specifically, it's in the Black Hills. No recommended changes here. This is, again, just simply an increase to that maximum cap. This one also did have in the commission's proposal some slight cleanup to administrative rule to make sure the boundaries for Black Hills archery elk match the boundaries for Black Hills firearm elk, which will be the next set of agenda items. But no recommended change. Can take these questions and would ask the commission to move forward to approve this finalization as is for agenda item 16.
Very good. Any questions on item 16F? Seeing none, we do need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner Beast.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted.
All right, thank you. And agenda item 16G would be the actual license numbers that would require administrative action. Just some shuffling of the antlerless elk licenses, a decrease from 20 to 10 in H1A. and then an increase from zero antlerless elk, 10 antlerless elk in H4A, so just basically switching out those 10 antlerless elk licenses. The main addition you'll see is an additional 10 any elk licenses for archery in H4A, so that results in a 5.5% increase in archery elk, any elk licenses, and would ask the commission to move forward and take administrative action on this slight increase to elk licenses for the archery season and the black hills.
Any questions on item number 16G? Seeing none, we do need to approve the administrative action on this. Moved by Commissioner Bartling.
Seconded.
Seconded by Commissioner Walken. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. As opposed, it is approved.
All right, agenda item 16H. This is moving on to the firearm elk season, very much is always going to match the archery elk season in the Black Hills. No recommended change here. The commission proposal was just simply, again, to increase that cap, to clean up to some boundary definitions and some season dates where we kind of aligned a few season dates because there was a mistake in rule. But again, no change from the proposal that was presented and moved forward with originally in January, and I think it was modified in March. Would ask the commission to move forward, but can take any questions with adopting and finalizing agenda item 16H.
Any questions on item number 16H or comments?
Move to adopt.
Move to adopt by Commissioner Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor of adopting say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted.
All right. Three more. Try to get through these quickly here. Appreciate your patience. Agenda item 16I. This is the license allocation recommendation for the Black Hills firearm elk season. Overall, the administrative action would call for a 6.5% increase to those any elk licenses. This would result in 35 more any elk licenses, going from 535 to 570. High demand for those licenses, so hopefully provide some more opportunity, get those licenses in folks' hands sooner rather than later. Those increases would occur from a number of 290 to 300 in unit H2A, that's the big unit in the west central part of the hills, an increase from 20 to 40 in H4A on the eastern side of the hills, and then an increase from 25 to 30 in H7A in the northeast part of the Black Hills. And would ask the commission to move forward with the administrative action on these license numbers, and also could take any questions.
Any questions on item 16I?
Move to adopt.
Move to adopt by Commissioner Whitmire.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Walken. All those in favor of adopting the administrative action say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted.
Thank you. So agenda item 16J, this one is different. This is going to take the two forms of action here if the commission so desires. The first to amend the proposal, second to adopt the proposal for the prairie elk hunting season. The simple change that we checked with our staff attorney that this was within the scope of the public notice was to change the season dates for three prairie units. Those prairie units you can see on page 78. Under the department recommendation would be 15A, 35A, and 35B. So 15A is the small unit just north of the Black Hills, encompasses parts of Lawrence and Butte counties, and then 35A and 35B are the two units in Harding County. The intent there was to provide more hunting opportunity. These are almost exclusively privately owned land within these units, and it would give an opportunity to harvest elk during the month of November. So in 15A, that season would run from September 1st all the way through December 31st, whereas before there was a break during the month of November. In 35A and 35B, that would be September 15th through December 31, again, allowing hunting during the month of November for any of those elk seasons, whether they be any elk licenses or antlerless elk licenses. So I can take any questions, but again, would ask the commission to take action to amend this proposal and then adopt the rule change here as amended.
Any questions on the changes before we adopt this amendment? No question. A motion has been made to adopt the amendment by Commissioner Beese.
Seconded
by Commissioner Bartley. All those in favor of adopting the changes and amending this bill, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So the amendment has been added. Now that we have the amended version before us, do we have any questions or comments on the amended version? Seeing none, we need action and a second. Or a motion and a second.
So
moved by Commissioner White.
Seconded
by Commissioner Walken. All those in favor of adopting the amended version, say aye.
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 Those opposed? It is adopted. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you very much. Again, appreciate all the patience. Last item here for me for today, agenda item 16K. This is just the number of licenses which require administrative action for the prairie elk hunting season. You'll see this is the one area where we do recommend an increase in antlerless licenses in addition to any elk licenses. Definitely have an expanding elk population out into the prairie, and we want to do our best to provide opportunity there and maybe get any potential conflict on the prairie. So a recommendation here overall to increase any elk licenses by 24% from 102 to 126. Increase the antlerless elk licenses from 175 to 210. Most of that change is going to be occurring in that West River area unit, but there's also a few other changes in some other units. One notable change is in Bennett County 11A. That was an early season. Licenses on antlerless elk went from 5 to 0. But other than that, these are no changes to the license numbers that I presented last month, and which here's the last item I have today. I ask the commission to move forward and take administrative action on these license numbers, and also to take any questions. And thanks again.
Any questions? Seeing none, we need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of moving forward with the administrative action, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is approved. Thank you very much, Andrew. We have one comment before we say goodbye to you, so stand by.
Yeah, Commissioner Beese here. I just want to make a quick comment. If you had noticed on unit 4 that there's new licenses added into that unit, and Ron Tesort was a big reason for that happening. He works with the landowners down in his unit, that unit 4 in that area, very well. And there hasn't been archery tags in that unit for a long time, if I remember right. And with him working with the landowners and getting a good response with them, the landowner said, yeah, let's add 10 more tags for archery within this unit that haven't been available. So I just wanted to tell, the landowners thanks for working with GF&P and also Ron and the work he did to get those tags. Thank you, guys.
Director Cushing?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
You ready to continue to move on, or?
Let's do it. Andrew, thank you for all your work on that. You did a great job. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
And as Andrew said, I appreciate your patience and get to that. It's a lot of actions to take, a lot of key instrumental seasons for a lot of our sports out there. So thank you for indulging in that. That's always a tedious process, but an important one. We're going to move on to...